This is a revelation of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, which was first published in Asmani Faisla. It was in, I think, in 1901. Is that 1901? That's right, yes, correct. So there was also a figure of key, some key to open a lock, you know, but, you know, roughly sketched. And it was said that this was a revelation of bearing some mystery. And the key is to indicate that a time would come when someone will be able to open this mystery, and this mystery is going to be of great benefit to the mankind. This is what we heard in our family from our uncles and fathers, etc. But later on, a doubt was cast upon the nature of the key. It was said by some that it was not a key which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam had sketched out, but it was in fact written ilham in a manner that it took the shape of a key. You know, in fast writing sometimes you write ilham and it could not be read as ilham. It took the shape of a key. So that is why this has been misunderstood as key. Although the mystery of numbers remains, whether the key is there or not, that is not, I mean, questionable. Only the part of the key was questionable. So I had it investigated, and this is why I sent for the first edition of Tazkira. It was said that some katib had done it. Having misunderstood Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he had started making a key instead of writing ilham. So when we went to the first edition, this was proved wrong, this suggestion. Because in the first edition, it is more like a key than ilham. You know? So whether a key, or whether the sketch is that of a key, or it is written ilham in a special style, it is in fact not very substantial in this regard, because the mystery has been also mentioned by Masih Maud alayhi salam himself. He said that it is a mystery which will be solved. So the key does not play any important role, any significant role in this. So if you can try your luck at it, why not? But I think somebody would be guided by Allah himself when the time comes. But efforts have been made many a time. So once an Ahmadi from Rabwa, who is a laboratory assistant in the university, in the college, he tried to solve it. He read quite a few books on numbers and the significance of numbers, started from Socrates downwards. Whichever book he had access, he bought it or borrowed it, or, you know, tried to get to the depth of the mystery. But unfortunately, his thesis, which I read a few years ago, was not worthy of any serious attention. People try to go into mysticism too far. And, you know, they give their imagination an unchecked play. So this is why this can't be solved like that. It must have a certain message, useful message, for the benefit of mankind. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Some thought that it was atomic numbers which were mentioned. And in Qadian during pre-partition days, there were quite a few who tried to solve the mystery of atom, and they thought they could create atomic bomb by understanding this. But I said, no, the prophets of Allah don't come to create atomic bombs. It may be something to save humanity from the influence of the bad effects of atomic bomb, but not the secret of creating atomic bomb at all. So you should bend your steps in the direction of goodness if you really want to solve it. and all that that is beneficent, in that region you will find that mystery, not in the otherwise, in the other region of any harm to humanity.